话题15，健康。话题素材专列。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, Jack, what's wrong?
Mom, I don't feel well. I've got a bad headache.
You'd better stay in bed till tomorrow. If you are not better, I'll take you to see the doctor.
Question, where is Jack now?
Jack, what's wrong?
Mom, I don't feel well. I've got a bad headache.
You'd better stay in bed till tomorrow.If you are not better, I'll take you to see the doctor.
Question, where is Jack now? Number two, I didn't sleep well last night. What should I do?
If I were you, I would read a book before going to bed.
Question, what does the woman think the man should do?I didn't sleep well last night. What should I do?
If I were you, I would read a book before going to bed.
Question, what does the woman think the man should do? Number three. Though my grandpa is already 80 years old, he is in good health.
Really? How can he keep healthy?
He keeps on doing Tai Chi Chuan every morning.
Question, how does the man's grandpa keep healthy?
Though my grandpa is already 80 years old, he is in good health.
Really? How can he keep healthy?
He keeps on doing Tai Chi Chuan every morning.
Question, how does the man's grandpa keep healthy?Number four, I need to go to hospital. I feel terrible.
Oh dear, let's go into my car right now.
Question, why is the woman going out? I need to go to hospital. I feel terrible.
Oh dear, let's go into my car right now.
Question, why is the woman going out?
Number five. Is Peter's uncle still in hospital?
I think so. He has just had a bad cold.
Question. What happened to Peter's uncle? Is Peter's uncle still in hospital?
I think so. He has just had a bad cold.
Question. What happened to Peter's uncle?
Number six, do you know why Tom didn't go to school today, Stephen?
I heard that he got a serious cold and he was in hospital.
Question, why didn't Tom go to school today? Do you know why Tom didn't go to school today, Stephen?
I heard that he got a serious cold and he was in hospital.
Question,Why didn't Tom go to school today? Number seven. What's the matter with you, Mike? You look pale.
I have a stomach ache, and I don't feel like eating anything.
Question. What's wrong with Mike? What's the matter with you, Mike? You look pale.
I have a stomach ache.And I don't feel like eating anything.
Question, what's wrong with Mike? Number eight. Oh, I have a fever and I feel very terrible.
How long have you been like this?
Since 2 days ago.
Question, How long has the woman been ill?
Oh, I have a fever, and I feel very terrible.
How long have you been like this?
Since 2 days ago.
Question. How long has the woman been ill? Number 9. Why don't you eat anything for breakfast, Wendy? It's bad for your health.
Sorry, Dad. I won't do that again.
Question. What's the relationship between the speakers? Why don't you eat anything for breakfast, Wendy? It's bad for your health.
Sorry, Dad. I won't do that again.
Question. What's the relationship between the speakers?
Number 10. You were not at school. What was the matter with you?
I'm sorry. I was ill yesterday, and the doctor asked me to stay in bed for a day. Here is my homework, Mrs. Yang.
Question. What can Mrs. Yang most probably be? You were not at school. What was the matter with you?
I'm sorry. I was ill yesterday, and the doctor asked me to stay in bed for a day. Here is my homework, Mrs. Yang.
Question. What can Mrs. Yang most probably be?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
What is the best way to stay healthy, Ms. White?
Having a good diet is probably the most important thing.
It is a little difficult to know what to eat.
You need a lot of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains.
Are there certain things that I shouldn't eat too much?
You shouldn't have too much sugar or food with lots of fat.
After watching my diet, what else should I do?
You need to stop smoking and make sure that you get 30 minutes of exercise every day.
What is the best way to stay healthy, Ms. White?
Having a good diet is probably the most important thing.
It is a little difficult to know what to eat.
You need a lot of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains.
Are there certain things that I shouldn't eat too much?
You shouldn't have too much sugar or food with lots of fat.
After watching my diet, what else should I do?
You need to stop smoking and make sure that you get 30 minutes of exercise every day.
听第十二段对话，回答第十三。
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown. Well, what's wrong with this young man?
He is my son, Jim. He's got a headache.
Have you taken his temperature, Mrs. Brown?
Yes, his temperature seems to be okay.
How long has he been like this?
Since last night.
Has he had anything to eat this morning?
Yes, for breakfast, he had a little porridge and an egg.
Well, Mrs. Brown, I think he has caught a cold.
Shall I keep him out of school?
No, it'll be all right for him to go to school.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown. Well, what's wrong with this young man?
He is my son, Jim. He's got a headache.
Have you taken his temperature, Mrs. Brown?
Yes, his temperature seems to be okay.
How long has he been like this?
Since last night.
Has he had anything to eat this morning?
Yes, for breakfast. He had a little porridge and an egg.
Well, Mrs. Brown, I think he has caught a cold.
Shall I keep him out of school?
No, it'll be all right for him to go to school.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Number 2, 听网文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍，请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Some children go to school without eating breakfast because they want to stay in bed for several more minutes. This is a very unhealthy habit. It's not only bad for their health, but also bad for their studies. You can't study well if you are hungry. Some schools have decided to make a change. They give their students free breakfasts. Every morning, teachers give out milk and eggs to students. They think it would be good for the students' health and studies. In this way, they have spent over $300 million on breakfast. Thanks to this program, many children are getting what they need all year long.
Some children go to school without eating breakfast because they want to stay in bed for several more minutes. This is a very unhealthy habit. It's not only bad for their health, but also bad for their studies. You can't study well if you are hungry. Some schools have decided to make a change. They give their students free breakfasts. Every morning, teachers give out milk and eggs to students. They think it would be good for the students' health and studies. In this way, they have spent over $300 million on breakfast. Thanks to this program, many children are getting what they need all year long.
Number 1.
How are you feeling today, Linda?
Much better, thanks. The doctor says I can go back home in 1 week.
Question. Where is Linda now? How are you feeling today, Linda?
Much better, thanks. The doctor says I can go back home in 1 week.
Question. Where is Linda now? Number 2. Can I go to school this afternoon, doctor?
Better not. You've got a high fever. You need to rest at home.
Question. Where are they talking, probably? Can I go to school this afternoon, doctor?
Better not. You've got a high fever. You need to rest at home.
Question. Where are they talking, probably?
Number 2. 听长对话，选择正确答案，读两遍。
I'm feeling a bit run down, doctor.
What's wrong?
I have a bit of fever and a cold and a sore throat.
How long have you been like this?
For a few days. Exactly from the day before yesterday. But it got very bad last night. I feel very weak.
I will take your temperature and then a blood test. I suggest you stay overnight here for more examinations. It seems like the flu.
May I go home for some clothes first?
You'd better call your parents so that someone can be with you and look after you.
Okay, thank you. I'm feeling a bit run down, doctor.
What's wrong?
I have a bit of fever and a cold and a sore throat.
How long have you been like this?
For a few days. Exactly, from the day before yesterday. But it got very bad last night. I feel very weak.
I will take your temperature and then a blood test. I suggest you stay overnight here for more examinations. It seems like the flu.
May I go home for some clothes first?
You'd better call your parents so that someone can be with you and look after you.
Okay, thank you.